Good evening, everybody, and welcome. My name is Rick here with Airgun Web and our live show, Let's Talk Airguns. Today, we've got a show. We're going to be talking about what's new at SHOT Show, what's new for us here at 2024 for airguns and airgunners and all kinds of fun stuff. But I'm not going to be the one talking about all that stuff. Why? Because I wasn't there. I actually didn't go to SHOT Show. And unless somebody pays me a boatload of money, I ain't going because it's too many people and I don't want to get sick. And it's too tiring and too daggum expensive. So who went? Well, Angie went. Let's bring her up. So, yeah, Angie, you were at SHOT Show. Why don't you tell me, what's going on, how things are going, and, fill me in on what's the skivvy on SHOT Show and everything.
Well, first off, Rick, you said that you would go if someone gave you a boatload of money.
Yeah.
There's all different size boats.
Yeah, a little bitty boat. Yeah, okay. I will have to redefine that for sure.
So SHOT Show was pretty cool. I did not get to get around as much as I had wanted to. I was actually there on ATN's dime helping them out. And so I spent a couple of days at their booth. And Monday we went to Industry Day and just like pretty normal, crappy weather, cold, raining this time pretty good and very windy. But we did get to the Umarex booth, and they've got the Umarex Air Javelin Fisher. It's a bow fishing gun. So that was pretty interesting. I got to shoot that. They had some more new stuff, but I guess with the weather, the stuff didn't get on time, so they didn't have it for range day. That's pretty much all the airgun stuff at Industry Day. But then the next day was Tuesday, had a meeting at ATN at 7 in the morning, was there till about 12. So I had like half a day to run around and get as much done as I could. We made it by Barra's booth. Barra has pretty much some of the same. They've made some, like they're changing the safety on some of their guns, but they're making some small changes. So nothing real big at Barra, but they still have some pretty cool airguns. They do have a new... kind of like the 400E electric BB gun, but it's airsoft. So
cool.
Yeah, I got a video coming out Thursday, I think, on that. So you can check that out. What else? Rick, you've thrown it all on me.
Okay. So you did get, one of the things that we're going to talk about, let me just throw it up here because we talked about it last time I was up, which was McCavity Arms. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that just came to my brain before you said it.
Okay. So we talked about McCavity Arms, which is a new manufacturer, and you got to put your hands on the guns. And I talked a bit about what I thought about them. What did you guys think? What did you think about their guns?
Well, I didn't get to shoot them. And when Brian first picked them up to show them to me, I was like, oh, they look kind of heavy, but they look like good quality. When I took it from him, no, it was like 6 pounds, super light, but felt really, really nice. I didn't get to shoot it. I cocked it and pulled the trigger. The trigger was like, oh, super sweet trigger. So great, great quality air guns. They feel like I haven't shot them, of course. You have.
I have.
I'm excited to get to check those out.
Yeah.
Those are very nice.
So we've got a video. I shot it last week. I did shoot, and I'll tell you, you guys know I like to take things out of the box and shoot them. And obviously, I've got a picture of it all decked out. There it is. Threw the ATN on it because I thought that would be fun to shoot with the ATN, right? And this is the short 22. I threw the ATN on it, and like on a 22, I would normally just start up close, see how it does, right? Well, I sighted the ATN at 50, just using the rocks off my dirt bank, and like I was on in 3 shots. And then, I have the bullfrog targets out at the 50, and it's got that itty-bitty one. I mean, it is, guys, it's that big, right, at 50 yards.
The lotto one?
Yeah, well, it's the one, the lotto. If I hit that, I need to go buy a lottery ticket. That's my thing. And I ran the targets, like, first time, just ding, 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 ding. All right. I said, you know what? We're going to shoot this video at 50 yards because I had 3 shots in it. I ran the rest of the mag out. And then, so I have a video coming out of that. That gun shoots really, really well. And I did an unboxing of the 25. So we're going to have some coverage on those. Talking to them, it looks like middle of the year, sometime around late April, early May, they are going to have the production guns out. We're going to be, I mean, I'm going to play with these, kind of give them some feedback. You know, they have some things that they're going to want, that they're wanting to do already. The barrels are going to be an inch longer. It will have two gauges, all that kind of stuff. So they'll have all of that in their new ones are going to upgrade the moderator. So the production guns are going to be pretty sweet. I do like it.
Can you mention the price-ish?
Yeah, and I'm not, I mean, I could just go to their website, right, and just look at pricing, because they're talking about, from $429. I mean, I'm thinking, I picked it up, I thought it was going to be at least an $800 to $1,000 gun, just personally. So that it's in this price point, I'm like, okay. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be another great option for air gunners out there in the budget. And, you know, that sub $500 category is getting really stinking crowded right now. So many good options.
The other day,
yeah.
You're like, I don't know. There's so many great air guns out there. I can't decide which one to buy. Yeah, I feel you. I understand that's a tough decision.
Yeah. And look, this one is going to be, you can adjust the reg, but you got to take it apart. It's all right. So this might be a worthwhile discussion on this topic, because you've got the Avenge X, right? Because you're going to be working with that. You got it in 25?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like super adjustable. You adjust the hammer spring, adjust the regular, all external, all that kind of stuff. Now, is that your cup of tea?
Not really. Once I get it where I want it, I'm going to leave it there.
And you primarily hunt?
Mm-hmm.
So
high power.
Yeah. So once you've like turned it up to 11, you're sort of done.
Yep.
You see, that's how I am too. Now I get that there's a huge part of the segment. It's a huge segment of the market that's different than that. And more power to you. Awesome. Great. You know, and I'm so thrilled that we have affordable air guns that cater directly to that. The Avenge X or the Avengers are a great example of that. Right. But we also have guns like the Gauntlet too. I got the G2 side lever. And that's, I love the Gauntlet. I love the original Gauntlet. I love the G2. I've got a video coming out, an unboxing coming out of that pretty soon. And then we're going to be doing some range stuff. I'm doing an article for Airgun Depot on that gun. So we're going to have, I mean, I've got some stuff coming up on that particular gun, but it reminded me that, I got to sneeze. Hold on. That didn't remind me I have to sneeze. I just have to sneeze. I thought I did. We'll see. It's still there. So hang on. Anyway, right? Thanks. Scare me. Boo. Well, that's hiccups. Sorry. Anyway, you know, I got to thinking that the G2 was really, they just wanted to hunt with this thing. So why do we need an adjustment? People can turn it up and leave it. And that's really what the 30 cal is. It's 100 plus foot pounds. And that's, I mean, if it's a 100 yard gun, it's a 100 yard hunting gun. So I don't really want to turn that down, you know, and it's already up where it's effective and efficient. So, you know, I am not a guy who wants to go and tinker. I like the ability to do it. Like a gun, like let's say the Western Rattler that I've been working with, the 30 cal. Now that I get. Why? Because the magazine's huge. I'm not limited in slug, like what size slug I can run, right? So I can go from a 44.75 pellet to an 80 grain slug in the same gun. And there's a knob at the bottom. You just count the clicks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. And at 15 clicks, you're shooting pellets. And at 35 clicks, you're shooting slugs. That kind of adjustment I like. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right. But the fine tuning, regulator tuning, all that kind of stuff, it's not my game. So we have guns that'll do it. Affordable guns. Now we have something that I think is just tuned to be really good, and if that really good fits what you want to do, then that's the gun for you. If that really good doesn't do what you want, then that's where I wouldn't buy a gun with the intention of I'll mod it and make it do what I want. I'll find the gun that does what I want, and that's the one I'll use. Does that make sense?
It does. But I mean, for the person that's gonna, I mean, I don't really know of an air gunner that just has one air gun, but
yeah, right.
For an air gunner that might just have one gun, it could be appropriate to have a gun that you can adjust to different powers and that kind of thing. But I really, like I said, I don't know of an air gunner that just has one air gun.
Yeah, not a real air gunner. I know some people that have air guns, but I don't know if they're air gunners, right? different thing there. Anyway. But anyway, I don't know. What do you guys think of that? Do you guys buy a gun with the intention of, let's say you need this level of performance, and I think the Marauder was probably one of the biggest examples of this, because the Marauder has a huge flexibility. So, like, some people can get this level of performance, but it comes to you out of the box here. People buy it here and think they're everybody's going to get here, but they don't always get there. How do you guys buy guns? Do you buy a gun with the expectation, or I'll just make it do what I need it to do? Or do you rather go find the gun that does what you want it to do right out of the box? I think that's a reasonable question. I'm curious how you guys approach your purchasing that way. So
Courtney says that they have an air gun. Which one is it?
Yes.
Can I roll back around to SHOT Show?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so I also stopped by New England Air Gun. I've been calling them the Air Guns.
Yeah, New England Air Gun booth, yep.
Which was really the Evanex booth, but John Swenson from New England Air Gun was there with his wife, and they were a hoot. I had a lot of fun. But they have the Evanex Viper in 30 cal now, which is pretty cool. And then they also have the Evanex, the Viper X, which is like a more compact Viper, which I thought was pretty sweet. But that's the two new things that I should have sent you some pictures.
Yep.
Put them up.
I thought about that. Forgive me. I'm a little distracted because I'm having to deal with this banking information. So I apologize. But yes, I actually thought about that about 5 minutes before the show. Said, you know what? I should have gotten a whole bunch of pictures from Angie. She'd be going through them. But you're posting a bunch of videos, right? Or at least some videos and images. And where can people see all that stuff once it starts releasing? Where should they go to see it?
Gateway to Airgun.
The Facebook Airgun page? Army. Okay.
Yep, Facebook. Airgun Army. Don't okay. forget that.
Yeah.
There is a behind the scenes. There's been a behind the scenes every week. So if you guys want to support us, it's $5 a month. And you can see stuff that nobody else gets to see. And some of it, well, maybe we don't want anybody else to see it.
I got to switch off your picture just for a second, Angie. Let me just do this to sign into Airgun Army. And because the part you're talking about, the behind the scenes stuff, is part of the Officers Club. And that's what you're talking about is the paid section. But if people want to just come and hang out and talk airguns, we have a whole free section that doesn't require a subscription. So just want to make that distinction. So if you come here, all of this stuff, the Airgun Army topics, all of this is free. It's the Officers Club with exclusive behind the scenes and all that stuff. That's the stuff that is, it's like $5 a month. So it helps us do cool stuff. So anyway, go ahead.
They said my mic is like 10 miles from me, so I moved it closer. Hopefully that's better. What else? I was talking about Evanex, and I had fun at their booth. It was like, if you guys haven't, you guys should watch the videos that are coming out this week of the Evanex booth, because John Swenson and his wife, Pew Pew, that's her new name.
Hold on just a second, Angie, boy, I have failed on multiple levels today. Hold on just a moment, because I need to do this. And I need to go do something. Let's see. I need to go. Well, that's my mic. Yes. Hold on just a minute.
Holding on.
Holding on just a minute. Okay. Now go.
I can let go?
Yeah, you can let go. Now you're going to work better. I got to tell you, besides all this is what happened. I think it was last week. So last week, it was last week, my other computer I had just went and I had to replace it. And so I've been in the process of last week before, I don't remember, been in the process of trying to get everything up and going properly. And yeah, you know what it was? It was actually last week, last episode we did here, the computer had goofed up like the day before or something. Anyway, I haven't had you up and I forgot there was a particular setting I need to have. So now you're going to sound so much better. You go ahead and finish what you were saying because they were hearing you through my mic. So that's why it wasn't working, Angie. It's just Rick. Rick is demonstrating the utter failure that he can be at times. There you go.
Okay. Maybe I'm closer than 10 miles now.
You are. You got to work much better now.
Sweet. I guess the next one I would talk about is ATN because they are one of our sponsors and I spend a heck of a lot of time at their booth. They have a new clip on thermal. You can clip it on to any scope, any day scope, and it becomes a thermal, which I thought was pretty sweet. And as well as some thermal monoculars and that kind of stuff. So that's what's new at the ATN booth.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. And Umarex does have, I know Tim asked about anything new on the Notos. Umarex has, I forget what it's called. Please forgive me, but they have like a high powered Notos now that's coming out.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's a little longer, I guess a little meaner. So that looked pretty cool. But like I said, at Industry Day, when I did get to go, my appointment with them was Friday, so I didn't get to see their stuff because my friend decided she needed medical attention Friday morning. So, but a lot of their stuff didn't get there, so I didn't get to see it. But it looks very interesting. It looks cool. I'd like to get my hands on that one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I have not watched the stuff that you've posted yet. I've been swamped here, but I look forward to seeing and talking to you more about the different projects and products that are coming out. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, I think it's from, well, let me back up. There are some companies that are bringing out a bunch of stuff. I think Vara will have some stuff later in the year that's going to be coming out. Mm-hmm. And I know JTS is going to have a bunch of stuff coming out. So JTS has a bunch of different products. And I also know Umarex has some other stuff coming out later this year. So it should be a good year for air gunners. We're probably going to see that happening more towards the middle to the end of the year, but we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. SHOT Show is a great place to announce something and then they actually got to get it in.
I wish I could have got around to bring you guys more stuff, but my friend's a little bit more important than
absolutely
air guns. So that's pretty much, I think, it on the SHOT Show side. Like I said, Friday, my friend needed medical attention, so we spent the rest of the day and the weekend at the hospital and then came home on Monday. So there are some things going on with the GTA. I don't know what you want to talk about next, Rick.
You go ahead and go for it.
Go ahead and go for it. Okay. So I've got the HW95 from AOA.
Okay.
Check that one out next. And I've been eyeballing that one for a long time. That's a weird saying, eyeballing something. Anyways, so I'm excited to check that one out. And I also did get in touch with Justin at Utah Air Guns, and I'm getting the FX Dreamline Light, I think. Ooh. In 30 cal, I think.
That'll be a sweet gun.
Yeah.
That'll be really good. So that's going to be coming in on part of the pro tier?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Well, one of the things we've done for you guys, just to know, I picked up the GTA a couple years ago as really kind of, there was a bunch of reasons behind the scenes, but the main reason was that I really believed that as we are looking at these other social media platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, and they become less friendly towards our kind of content. And we've had a hell of a time with Facebook. I mean, poor Maggie's accounts all. I mean, it's just, and it's something like 3 years ago, we said, you violated our community guidelines for something posted 3 years ago. And it's a picture of a stinking gas air tank or some BS. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it is becoming increasingly tough to try and work within their boundaries. So I really saw that picking up the GTA and really working to make it a business that was sustainable long-term was going to be something I was hoping was going to be profitable and also, you know, good for our industry, because we're able, it's, if I own the site, I get to decide how and what things are done. And we have a set of rules, and we're friendly towards, like, Angie, she can shoot a pickle and not get banned. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, your whole YouTube channel a few years ago got banned for shooting a pickle. There's a whole joke there that I'm going to not say because it would take things in the wrong direction. But nonetheless, anyway, so one of the things we've done is we're trying to figure out ways to make it very beneficial for those that want to help support the GTA and be sponsors and advertisers. So we have the banner ads, but we've developed this extra benefit with, if you're a pro tier member, which is all the banners, then you get one video per quarter included in your support. And that's what Angie's basically been working to arrange, because we have about 12 slots filled. We're like a max of 16 based on our current traffic. That's just an arbitrary number I picked because I don't want it to get too diluted. I want it to be useful for all of those people that are doing it. But we have about 12? It's 12 or 13. It's in
something
that,
like that, and a couple pending.
So we're very close to like having that facet of the GTA portion where we're going to have, you know, a good number and actually be able to pay Angie for the work she does, support you, maintain the website, actually look to the future to see how we're going to take the site forward. We've been on the same architecture for 20 years. It's time to move on. But that's very expensive and time consuming to make that transition. So kind of looking to how to do that. Well, one of the things is these videos that you're talking about. So Utah Air Guns, and they also graciously picked up the FX sponsorship as well. So they're able to have multiple videos per year, many videos per year, promoting what they're doing in their business and their product. So that's part of what we're trying to do, is reach out so that we bring you guys a broader representation of what the airgun market has to offer. So GTA is a great way to do it. And what the work you're doing there, and all that organization and reaching out and doing stuff, is pretty cool. And we're going to, I think with you and I talking, we're going to look to resurrect the newsletter as well. We have about 2,600-2,700 subscribers to the newsletter. We want to do something once a month, which will have all of our content in one place, and it'll give yet another benefit to the GTA sponsors, particularly the pro tier sponsors, as a place where they can be listed or named or mentioned, so that we help support what they're doing. So I think with what you've got going on the GTA, I was glad to hear that. I just pulled up the HW95. That's essentially a Beeman R9. I think I'm right. And that is, I have one in 177. I've had it for, 10 some plus years, plus or minus. An exceptionally good air gun. I hope you really enjoy shooting that. What caliber did they send you?
I think it's a 22.
Okay, I have a 177. But it was... For the longest time, it was probably the most accurate gun I ever got, like a group out of, because I shot at 20 yards. I got a 0.1 inch center to center 5-shot group.
Sweet.
Out of a Springer.
So I have a goal now.
Yeah. it's a beautiful gun. You're going to really enjoy it. You're going to love it.
I've heard a lot of great things about it. So I was glad when they said, how about this one? I said, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's another level. It's another level. And it's a little expensive, but you get what you pay for. And this is one of those places which it really fits. I think you'll enjoy that gun. It's a classic. Yeah, you'll enjoy it. So.
Well, they're saying that the high-powered Notos is called the Zealous. I think it's the Zealous. Maybe we should ask Joe.
He'll probably just want to go kill something with it. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, get the first kill.
Yep.
He may have already done it.
You never know.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so what else you got with the GTA? You got something coming from Utah. You've got the HW95. Anything else?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I think that might be it. I've got the Avenge X And I've got two different stocks with it, so there'll be some
Cool.
transformation there. But I think that's about it for right now. I've got to reach
Okay.
out to a couple of sponsors and get them to send me some stuff.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I've been going through like the unboxing marathon here. I got so much stuff. Well, Gamo sent me a bunch of stuff. They had all those exclusives. I don't pull up their website, but they had the Gamo exclusives. By the way, folks, we're still looking for sponsors for this show. So if you know of anybody that might benefit from us talking about their stuff and if you know want to help support what we're doing here, we could certainly use the help. I've sent out some, excuse me, requests to some folks. But anytime I mention go here, like I'm showing you guys gambleusa.com, immediately any potential revenue we would ever get from YouTube is eliminated because I have now promoted the sale of an airgun. So the only way for this show to really be, I think, productive is actually to be productive this way. But we'll get zero support from YouTube because of it. And so we're looking for some sponsors to help cover the costs and whatnot. But they had all of these exclusives come in. So if you look at Gamo.com exclusives here, they've got the Hunter Extreme Ultimate. Now you have that gun, right? And have you shot much with the 25?
Not too much yet, no.
Okay, so but that's in the queue, but that's in a couple months you'll have something on that one probably.
Yeah, Gamma's overloaded me with guns. I'm trying to figure out how to equally
Yeah,
divide the
I mean
time.
same thing. So I got like the this one, I got the new, and I know you're a little jealous, so don't be too jealous. I got the new Gear, the Arrow Classic. So I got that in.
A Woodstock arrow. It's
It's
gorgeous.
really pretty. Yeah. I did an unboxing of that one. I've got the CFX, did an unboxing of that one. So I've got my own sort of stockpile of Gamo guns I got to be working through over the next little bit. And then we have the Macavity, the Cometa. This is what I've done. Macavity, Cometa, Hammer, Side Lever 30, Gauntlet 2, G2 Side Lever 30. And then I have a new scope from One Leaf, which has an HDMI output that has me super excited that I could like hook a little monitor up to the scope and record what the scope sees. I think that's cool. So we'll see how that works. I don't know. I got a firmware update to do on that. You were talking about firmware earlier. And then I've got one more Gamo that I haven't unboxed. And then I have Terry Tate sent me the full conversion for the Marauder pistol. So that's that one I showed back before that was his gun that had the new grip, the
You
new
mean Terry from Buckrail?
yeah, Terry. Did I say Terry Tate?
You did. You
Oh,
did.
okay. I apologize. Terry from Buckrail. Terry Tate, my other buddy, who helps me with the SWA stuff. Anyway, Terry from Buckrail, he sent me the whole kit for my Marauder pistol. I have to rebuild that. So I still have three studio videos yet to do here before I can just focus on range stuff. But yeah, I've got a
Yeah.
lot. It's just been kind of dump, which is fun. It's fun. I don't mind. It's a lot of cool stuff. I have shot the Macavity Arms 22. That turned out awesome. Some folks wanted. I just got a ding in my ear. I don't know what that was from. Let's see. Oh, it was Airgun Army. Or some folks wanted me to do the Day State Huntsman Revere. I'm not. I don't want to show the results. Hunting pellets. Oh, I don't want to show the results. They're down there. I want you to see them. And then I've started. I got a new camera, by the way. It takes really cool pictures. I think they're gorgeous. Anyway, so I did the next video for the Day State Huntsman Revere Plinkers package with hunting pellets. And got some really good results. It had more variation, which I thought was interesting. So we have some pellets that shot really well. It had like two or three, one that shot excellent, and then it got a little bit less excellent. And then we had some that were terrible. So we had a nice spread of everything from like awesome to less than. So that's cool. And this will be coming out as an early release in advance of the YouTube video. So if you're one of our Patreon members or you're part of the Officers Club over at Aragorn Army, this will be an early release, ads-free, all that kind of cool stuff. Both this and the McCavity Arms will have an early access version where you guys that want to see it can jump in and see it ahead of time if you're part of those, either of those programs. So anyway, yeah, I think that was a lot of fun. And then the other one, go real fast. I don't want you to see the results. I don't want you to see it. The other one I did, I finally got out to shoot the Barra 1866. Got good results on the Crony, 507 with BBs and 423 with pellets.
Sweet.
Yeah. And yeah, it was fun. Trigger pulls about 2 pounds. Just a really fun gun to shoot. It's got some idiosyncrasies with it, which I'll talk about in the video. It's got a nubbin.
A nubbin.
Let's see if I can show you. Do you see right there where that little handle kind of hits the stock? There's a little button. There's a little safety button there. And if you don't grip it all the way and close that, it's another safety. You can't pull the trigger. So ergonomically, it's a little hard for me. I don't particularly care for that angle. Maybe if that's from the bench, I'm kind of like this at the bench. If I was shooting maybe like this, like up against a pole or something, it might be a little different. But anyway, but you have to make sure that little nubbin right there is depressed or the trigger won't go. So it's another safety feature. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to send me one of those.
So. That's really, it's fun. I think you'll like it. Yeah. And you can, what I want to do at my range is I want to take that where I have my big cover and I want to actually put artificial turf there.
Cool.
So if I'm using this and I'm jacking shells out, they're not getting falling in the dirt and lost forever or something. So the next video we'll do on this will be converting it to a 22 rifled barrel. And then start over. Yeah. And I got to reach out to Hawk because I want to put one of their little reflex sights here. Because the open sights are...
Okay.
They leave something to be desired. It's fun, right? Yeah, it's fun.
So. They're asking about the new... Well, Pat's asking about the new JTS guns. I know there's new guns, but I had an appointment with them Friday and I wasn't able to make it by there. So I don't have any info on that. I know I should have done some research, but I didn't. So yeah. I apologize.
And I actually talked with them today and we're trying to work out an arrangement for them to work with both Gateway to Air Guns and Air Gun Web. So Angie, you'd probably get some stuff and I get some stuff and we'd work together bringing things... doing some video and production work for them. So if all goes well, you know, I'm hoping that we're going to be in good shape with JTS. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's just one of those things. You know, we have, this isn't a hobby that we do. This is our job.
And it's not fair to give free coverage away to some people and not others. It's just not, it's not fair.
Yep. And I know you almost have too much work on your plate. And I have a lot of work on my plate too. So, and I've done a lot of stuff for JTS just because of Travis and Dave, Dave who used to work at Umbrex. I know those guys and Sonny and Truman and Zisico, some of the first folks I worked with back when I started in South Carolina, before I even started doing video work. I was working with Sonny and Truman. I was buying guns and selling them down at the flea market. So I've been connected with Zisico for a long time.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Greg Amato says, Gammo Magnum 25 must pack a wallop. You should have heard it hitting those iguanas. Oh, my gosh. It is.
Impressive.
Scary. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely tell the difference from my 22 to the 25. Yep. That was Memphis shooting.
I'm pulling up. Somebody's asking about the Stoeger Bull Shark. I need to reach out to Stoeger. That looks really cool. That looks really neat. It actually looks like, what does that look like? That is... Uh, I will need to.
It looks nubby.
It's yeah, no, this looks like another air gun I've seen. It's got like shades of FX Wildcat going on, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yep.
I need to reach out to Stoger. They've had a couple guns that I've been interested in. So I need to get that. That would be another, that would be a great sort of, if we could cap out our max at the GTA pro tier with like a Stoger or a Crossman or something would be my hope. Would be really
I did go by the Crossman, okay. Benjamin Booth. Yep. And one thing that caught my eye was the M257. That looked pretty cool. 25 caliber is great. So I did get a snap a little picture of it and talk with it, but it looks, that's the thing that caught my eye. The M257. I'd love to get my hands on that. When I first pulled the M357 out the box, I was like, ugh. But once I started shooting that thing, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. And I've got the 45 cal version of that, the M45 or whatever it is, the high power 45 multi-shot bulldog. It's 450 foot-pounds in a multi-shot.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. I need to get it out and get it out and shoot some more. And I need to, I've got a moderator for it. So that's one of my like sort of pet projects I want to get out this year and shoot some of that. And I've got some big bore stuff to do. And right now, gosh, the weather has been so terrible. I was hoping to go film all day today. That was the plan, is to get up early. Sue had taken some time to rearrange her schedule. We were going to go shoot a bunch of videos at the range today, but the weather did not cooperate. And now we've got some kind of crazy winds coming up. Let's see. We've got, gust to 43 tomorrow. So that's going to be fun. Gust to 24 Thursday. Friday is gust to 21. 30 on Saturday, 31 on Sunday. Monday looks like the next day that might be shootable. Excuse me. 3 to 12 with gust to 15. So Monday and Tuesday next week looks like we might be able to get to the range again.
Well, hey, I might be there in May, so maybe you can just wait for the M457 for me.
There we go. I think that would be actually, in all reality, I think it would be a great gun for you to take deer hunting, actually. It's compact, yeah. Multi-shot. He's got three, it's gravity fed, just and boom. And it's accurate, it's fun, got some power. It's pretty cool.
I think I'd love it for hogs.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna have to reach out on to Stoger on this bull shark. It looks very cool. It looks very, very cool.
So what would you call it for short? BS?
I'll let you call them.
Hey guys, can I get a sample of the BS?
Here's, you guys got a BS. I want to take a look at it. You got some BS in stock. Yes, those are the people. Anyway, that's not nice, Angie.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Oh, make me spit take all over my computer. All right. All right. So I've talked a bit about what I've got going on. We talked about what you've got going on. I had a question that came up, and this is actually a serious one for you guys out there. With air guns increasing in power, like exponentially almost, when I started, the Dragon Claw at 230 foot-pounds was like more than enough. Now people's minds say, oh, that's anemic. That's no good. We can't use it. Not enough. Well, it was enough 10, 15 years ago. What happened? What happened? Did physics change over the last 15 years, or did our thinking change? I had a discussion with a guy. I was watching a TV show, and this person was counseling another person, and they were going off about all kinds of things. And they asked him, is that fact or fantasy? Our facts are feelings, excuse me. In other words, do you feel that way, or is that actually factual? And I thought that was such a good line, because I was talking to this guy, and they were talking about the guns getting an upgrade because it's got a plastic trigger. How many times have you heard people complaining about a, quote, plastic trigger, Angie?
Not very often.
I get it all the time. Lucky you. I get it all the time, specifically with the Gammo guns, because it's got a plastic trigger. The trigger blade is a plastic trigger blade. The trigger mechanism is metal, but the trigger blade is plastic or composite. And I was talking to him, I said, you know, I've never once had a plastic trigger or a composite part on a decent, I'm not talking about, I've had a plastic stock break. Like, let's see, I was living in Vermont. So that kind of lets, that we're talking not, early 90s. I had a single pump Crossman AR-15 looking thing that was a single pump pneumatic that had a plastic stock. The stock broke. That's, I'm trying to think of all of the guns that I've ever had that broke. That's the only, and that was plastic. It wasn't, it was cheap plastic. Like a
Tim is
plastic.
Typing away right now.
I know. This is, that people are going to like, this is a hot take. This is a hot take of hot takes. Now, as far as other things, I've had metal guns bend. I've had wooden stocks snap. Mm. Right. I asked him, have you ever had a composite plastic trigger fail on you? And he said, I never have. So I said, so is it actual factual that they're not as good, or is it just feeling?
Actual.
And he was like, I hadn't really thought of that. And anyway, so I've come to kind of go that I actually want to deal with like actual factual stuff that I've experienced. For the most part, I've had very good success with things that are composite or things that are lightweight, or I've had no problems with it. But things have changed. This whole dynamic, let me get back to the topic, this whole dynamic of air guns back 10, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, whatever, moving forward. We started with this 200 and some odd foot pounds was enough. Now we're at, oh my gosh, that's barely enough to kill a squirrel. I mean, how can you dare hunt a deer with that? It's anemic. We need 800 foot pounds or we just can't survive. At what point do air guns, the line between an air gun and a firearm, at what point does that line become just forget blurred, disappear?
Haji's got a good point. As it relates to FPE climbing, what happened is America. We have an obsession with bigger, stronger, and faster. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. More bigger, more better. I get it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and Haji's really kind of got a kind of thing here. My question is, as air guns are becoming and are being promoted as firearms alternatives, at what point are we hurting ourselves in that thinking?
Yep. Haji says, the issue is that if the industry does not regulate itself, the federal government will do it for us. Absolutely.
And, I mean, I don't want to stifle progress. I don't want to stifle engineering and moving forward and stuff. And I don't want to take, if a person doesn't have the ability to hunt with a firearm but can hunt with an air gun, I think that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
There are people who have made mistakes in their lives and things happen and life happens and now, you have to seek alternatives to go do those things that you used to enjoy doing one way. Now you got to find another way to do it. And air guns are a great way to do that. But I do wonder, as more and more companies are just driving to and promoting based on we're just like a firearm. We have just as much power. We produce more power than the firearm. If that isn't going to ultimately hurt the industry. Now, it's not that I'm against the products. I'm not at all. What I'm cautious about, and I'm not, I mean, help somebody decides to want to market their stuff, that's their business. What I am cautious about or concerned about is how they're marketed.
Like the comparison.
Yes, that's it. So, you know, the fact that I've got a gun that's 1,200 foot-pounds. I don't personally have one, but they're out there. I know an air gun that'll do 1,200 foot-pounds. That's fine. Just say I've got this air gun that's 1,200 foot-pounds. Say I've got an air gun that's 1,200 foot-pounds and it's more powerful than this firearm. See, that's where I think we get into a place where we cause ourselves some problems or could cause ourselves some problems where we can just stay in this lane where this is an air gun. This is what it does. It's impressive. That I actually, that I'm all for that. But when the comparison's being made and it's promoted and sold or really pushed as comparable or superseding that of a firearm, I think that's where we're going to get. We're going to draw attention and potentially cause ourselves some problems. You were telling me about some of the stuff because you were at ATN and they are from Eastern Europe, Western Europe. They have people that are in that area. And you were talking about some of the things they have to go through just to get, gosh, anything.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a psych evaluation. Yeah. It's crazy. If you show any signs of depression or health problems or anything like that, nope, you don't get any. No guns for you.
Yeah, every time I go to I had a doctor's appointment. By the way, all those folks that have been wondering how things are doing with me health-wise, all very, very good news. So just want to share that with you. Thank you for your prayers. Awesome news. So essentially, they did all the blood work and panels. They found no signs of leukemia in my system. So I'm like very, 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 very happy and thankful for God's grace and deliverance on that. So that's awesome. Anyway, one of the questions they always ask you, are you depressed? Every time you go in, are you depressed? And that kind of stuff, I mean, it's on the edge of stuff like that being very easily used against you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just, you know, I have no qualms about air guns performing as good or better than firearms. I think that's to the natural progression of engineering. What I would hope people see the bigger picture on and caution them on is the comparison of air guns to firearms in the sense of more powerful than, because I think that can lead to some things that get us in trouble. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to go that way. I have, again, no problem with the engineering, pushing things to the limit, making some really, really cool stuff. That I'm all for. Can't wait to shoot some of them. I don't want to make the power comparison. I think accuracy comparisons, I think would be fun. I've got some things scheduled this year, planned this year to actually shoot some of my firearms next to some of my air guns. From an accuracy perspective, that I have no issue with. But when you start talking about power and stuff, it gets a little, I think, you're opening a potential can of worms. We have some comments and questions here. As you have not tried to keep up with them, we have anything going on here?
Not really, I don't think.
Courtney says, what about the latest guns that are emulating the look of powder burners? Well, I think, you know, I don't know. I saw a picture, and I don't know if you took it, but it really looked cool. And I think it was at the bar. I thought it was a bar picture where they have a rifle that the buttstock is this PCP tank, but the rifle part looks like a bolt action rimfire. Was that you, or was that?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Because a lot of air guns are distinctly air gun looking, but they are getting more and more. Less air gun looking. It could be an issue. It could be at some point. It certainly has been for airsoft and the other things where they have to have the orange thing on it.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Maybe they'll make us put something yellow and black on there. Air gun webby.
Yellow and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the power thing, I think it also takes away from actually getting practiced and skilled in shot placement. People think that, oh, I didn't get the kill because the gun wasn't powerful enough, or it was all the gun's fault. And I can tell you right now, I shot a buck with the Bushmaster this year, and it wasn't the gun's fault that I didn't get him. That was my fault. I didn't make a good shot. If I'd have made a good shot, I'm pretty sure I would have got him.
That gun has all it has plenty of power. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't the
It
gun.
was just bad shot placement on my part.
Yeah.
So we don't want to take away from skill and practice and doing things right just because the power difference.
Yeah. We have folks all the way from Bangladesh. Hey there. Thanks for joining us. That's awesome. Yep.
That's a cool name. I hope I say it right. Kazi Zayed. That's kind of cool.
Zaid. Yep.
Should we have a name pronouncing competition?
No. No. That's bad. I have some viewer comments and questions. So let me jump to these. These are some that have come through over the last couple of weeks. I was looking for a bunch, but they seem to be mostly around like the Gamo videos I've done. They are some of the most popular things. Let me throw a different picture up here. This one. Or, by the way, if you guys want to see our content without having to go through YouTube, airgunweb.com and gatewaytoairguns.com has it, as well as Airgun Army has it. We have a Vimeo page. It's on Rumble. It's everywhere. So please just feel free to use it. Now, the cool thing about like Airgun Web, like I can't put links to products on my YouTube stuff because I'm trying to do more compliant content on YouTube. I'm trying to do more compliant stuff on YouTube so that we don't get demonetized. So I'm working on that. So I can't put links to products, but on our website we have a more informative description with links to the products and stuff. So if you actually want to get links to stuff and be able to go check them out, you can go to like here's one of the video here. And we'll actually have links to the products down here. Actually, in the video description, you click right on it and go right to them. So we can do this on our own website and GTA and stuff. We can't do it on YouTube because they get all persnickety about it. So just as a heads up, but you guys can check out our content off the social media platforms directly on our website. We keep these up. These are, well, I keep mine up. I don't know about you, Angie. You keeping yours up?
Yep.
Good job. Okay.
There's a question that you might want to tackle before we move
Okay.
on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Kazi Zayed, however you pronounce that. Would you please kindly recommend me a compact PCP under $500 to $700, which have no O-ring issues?
Yeah, all PCPs at some point in time are going to have O-ring issues. Compact PCP for under that. I think the Avengers probably, well, I would say get something that is easy to rebuild and has support for such, because you're always going to have to rebuild them at some point. The Avengers great. The Avenge-X is probably good. Either one of those is probably decent. Evan-X is ideal. This could be too expensive, though. They're super easy to work on. I think the Avenger or the Avenge-X is a great option. I mean, if you want to go ultra budget, the Beeman underlever is great.
Yep.
Now, I did talk to Beeman, and I want to get to these Q&As here, but I did talk to Beeman or someone who's selling Beeman. They have a new underlever they're coming out with that'll be a regulated synthetic bullpup. So
Ooh.
I'm hoping to get that. That'll be fun. Be
25
300.
count?
I
25.
think 22, 25. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be a fun gun. So, yep. So I think those check some of those out. Kazi, I think the Avenger is just a great fit that way. The Avenger bullpup is super nice. Okay, so I had some questions, and they were about the Gamma Magnum stuff. Our questions on those videos. One was, how long can you keep the Gamma Swarm Magnum cocked? And I got to think, I really don't know. I would say 20, 30 minutes is probably fine. Like if you're I mean, ideally, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be walking around the woods with a cocked gun, with a cocked break barrel. That's bad, okay? Because what if you don't put the safety on, right? It's not an automatic safety. So it's bad. And those have a lot of power. You could really hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, even take life. You don't want to do it. So ideally, don't. if the person was talking about leaving it cocked and sitting in the corner, certainly wouldn't do that either. You've got a tremendous amount of pressure on this gas ram, and the likelihood that it's going to develop a leak because of it, I think it's just exacerbated when you leave it cocked. I've had so many gas rams fail. So how long? They don't give me a number. They don't provide a number. I mean, I've certainly left my gun ready to go for at least half an hour, you know, waiting to take a shot or something. So, but beyond that, I don't know. I personally can't recommend say, oh, you leave it cocked for days. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that at all. I mean, more than 5 minutes, probably not a problem. You know, when you start getting 20, 30 minutes, I think you're on the outer edge of what I think would be practical. And I certainly wouldn't be walking around with it cocked and ready to go. Angie, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I kind of missed the first part because I was reading some comments, but you're talking about brake barrels, right?
I'm talking about specifically the Gambo Swarm Magnum. How long can you leave that gas ram cocked and ready to go?
Oh, I don't know, but I don't generally. I mean, if I'm in the woods hunting squirrels or something like that, I'm going to leave it cocked. I'm going to have it ready when I see them. But as far as like just sitting around cocked, no, I don't.
Yeah, and you're like super diligent about the safety, because you're like on me all the time. Safety's off. Put safety on. Safety.
Everywhere I go, SHOT Show, like everywhere, the safeties were off. I'm like, guys, I know they can't shoot them in there and everything. Yeah. They've taken the stuff. Yeah, but still. Yeah, it's just like I am safety queen.
Yeah. So, but I actually wouldn't be walking around the woods with a cocked brake barrel personally. I'd rather discharge it and then cock it again when I need to use it if I'm walking around. But that's me. So that's more about the safety than the longevity of the gas ram. Okay, this person said something. I just thought this wasn't a question. I thought it was just a good comment, frankly. So I'm going to read it. And it is self-congratulatory, so forgive me. But I thought it was good, okay? And this is, again, on the Gambo Magnum scope setup. This tutorial on the scope setup was awesome. Thank you. I'm new to this hobby, less than 6 months into it. One of the guns I purchased is this exact Gambo Gen 3i. For better or worse, there's a lot of information out there online, especially on YouTube, with advice on air guns, optics, other gear, technique, etc. I fell into the trap, and this was the part I thought was really good. I fell into the trap of getting caught up by people online saying how the scopes that come with these guns are garbage. You need to upgrade to X, Y, or Z scope. And how many times you guys hear me say the factory scope's just fine, just use it, right? Yeah. I use it, right?
Occasionally you'll get one that's
Yeah, but most of what I'm using is fine. Hold on just a second. I don't know why Sue is calling me, and she's called me twice now. So I'm going to mute my mic, Angie, and I just need you to talk for a second.
Okay.
If I can find my mute my mic button.
So what do I talk about? Let's see. Well, I'll read Haji's comment. Your diligence on safety is exactly how it should be. We as human beings only get good at what we practice. Kudos. Thanks, Haj. Appreciate it. I think it comes from being a family of hunters and teaching children how to shoot and that kind of stuff. It's like crucial when you've got youngsters and you're teaching them. You want to definitely make sure the safety's on because you never know what a youngin's going to do.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've had a couple close calls on the safety side of things. I tell you, one, still makes me a little, it just makes my heart stop. I was hunting, and you guys, maybe you've seen some of my old stuff with Aaron. We were hunting prairie dogs outside Salem, we were in Williams, Arizona. And we were walking. And I had the Air Arms Ultimate Sporter, and the way the sling sat, it kind of would want to slide and go funky. And I would try to keep my hand on the stock so it wouldn't slide down. And he was behind me, and that's got a light trigger to begin with, but I hadn't put the safety on, and the gun slid, and my hand hit the trigger. And he was behind me as the barrel went down. The barrel was right here, went right by his head.
Oh,
I mean, could have killed him. And I just stopped. And they're like, I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done for the day, dude. It is no joke. God, it's so like that, something can happen. It scared the crap out of me. Just terrifying. I don't want to deal with that. So super careful. Be super careful out there and smart. And put your damn safety on. That should be a t-shirt. Put the damn safety on. So the gentleman, okay, so he's talking about people to tell him, oh, the scope's junk. You got to buy these scopes. So now I've spent money upgrading scopes that do me no pretty much good because I don't know how to properly set them up and I can't shoot for crap yet. Yep. It's not the scope. It's refreshing that you took the time to speak the new air gunners in a way that wasn't condescending and also took the time to actually review and teach how to use some entry-level stuff to effect. Yes. Rather than just dismiss it and tell us to spend a bunch of money. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to see the flashy stuff, goals and all. But it's also nice to hear that you don't necessarily need that stuff to have fun. Thanks for this video. I instantly subscribed to the channel. The guy gets it. That's why I do that specifically. Yeah, I mean, you can always upgrade, but I want to show you how to use what comes in the box. It may not be the greatest, but I want to show you how to be able to have success with that without having to go do something else. That's what I love doing. So, and the last question, go ahead, Angie.
Part of it is keeping up with the Joneses. A lot of people's got to have the next best thing, and not everybody can do that.
I'm bad that way with my computer stuff. I had to stop. I'm freaking going. I'll be in a poorhouse. Can't pay my any of my bills because I got to have that new GPU. Anyway, that we got to just like move on. the next one, I think this was an interesting question. This is on a different Gammo gun. It says, why does mine chew up seals? I don't know if Rich is with us tonight. Where do I get replacement RAM seals? I got some on Amazon, but it only lasts about 50 shots. Well, okay. Your gun should not be chewing up seals, first of all. So if you've got an air gun and it's chewing up seals, I want to know what you're shooting. And are you putting any sort of accelerant into the compression chamber to lube the chamber? You don't have to do that anymore, guys. You did that with leather seals. You don't have to do it with the poly seals. Just stop. Don't stop. It could be that there's a defect in the chamber, and that's what I would lean to. And so you can pull it, you can clean and cross hatch and process the chamber. I used to do that when I tuned guns. That alone can make a big difference. And then buy quality seals. You can buy new seals at vortechproducts.com. That's where you can get them. He has all kinds of parts, including rebuild kits for the Gammo gun. So that's where you can go. I will respond to that gentleman on YouTube. But if you've got a brake barrel that's chewing up seals, that something's going on because that's not normal. Not at all. So well, that's all I got, Angie. We're a little bit past time. You got anything else? We got any comments we need to respond to over here?
No, Timmy thinks I should sing instead of just talk, but maybe a behind the scenes again, Timmy.
Maybe. Maybe when you come out for Airgun Expo, if we do it, I'm hoping to do it this year. Really, I'm going to start marketing that heavily because I really want to do it. I want to do Airgun Expo again. We have another song to do together, don't we, Angie? At least one?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Grip song. I don't think I called it Grip It. I don't know.
Grip It. Grip It Good. Da-na-na-na. Da-na. Just grip it.
Thank you for that, Rick.
Imagery. You just need the imagery.
It's gonna be a tough one to get past because I wanted to sound like that. But that's what's gonna happen.
No, Rick isn't Vortex. Vortex is another gentleman that I work with, Tom. All right, I don't work with him. I know him, known him for years. His name's Tom. He has Vortex products and Vortex products. Great accessories for air gun. Yeah. Bean Flip, you gotta come down. Well, I mean, I don't think we'll have it ready, but I mean, come on down. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be.
Where are you at, Bean Flip?
Middle to end of May. So
that would be cool.
Yes, Backroad air gunning is saying damage to seals when installing can happen too. Yes, especially you've got that notch that the little cocking thing slides in. That's sharp as hell on the inside. And when you put the seal in, it's kind of angled this way. So it's going through and then it catches that lip. If you don't know to either process that so it's not sharp or you have to press down on the seal so when you insert it, it doesn't catch on that, because that'll cut a nice big fat groove in your seal and now you've got less performance. Gosh, I rebuilt so many freaking spring guns. Anyway, so Sue, I don't know what she saw. She might have said she might have saw the grip it. Yeah. Da-na-na-na-na, just grip it. And on that note, we're going to call it a night. It's gotten too late. And I swear I haven't been drinking. So anyway.
You've been drinking something. But
this is iced tea.
You have
iced
to. You're in lemonade. Texas.
Iced tea and lemonade. That's all we got going on.
What is that called?
Don't make me say it. I can't say it. It's an Arnold Palmer. I've got to focus hard to say Arnold Palmer. For whatever reason, forming those words are like an impossibility. I go to the restaurant and ask for an Arnold. I look like Arnold Palmer. So it's really hard. It's really hard.
You did really well, because I tried to say it backwards and screw you up, but you still got it right, so high five.
I'm about to adjust my glasses, Angie.
I got it, thank you.
All right, guys, we're done for the night. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. You guys are very, very patient and put up with our shenanigans and my failures at the beginning to get my crap together and have things working properly. So I appreciate you guys, and we will be back. What?
Haji wants to know if we're coming up for the Northeast Airgun Classic. When is that?
I probably will not be.
I'd like to make it to a competition or two at some point. I think it would be fun.
Yep. Not my bag, but I would like to go. It comes down to finances for me. Finances and time. That's the big rub at the moment.
Yeah,
it's been, frankly, getting all the gory details, but it's, you know, Angie, it's been challenging end of last year, first of this year, and we're not through the challenge yet. So maybe we'll see. Maybe ATN can send you. See, that's the kind of thing I think would be cool. I mean, yeah, have ATN send you up there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Reach out to Phil. That's how you get that stuff done, Angie. All right, guys, we're going to call it. We will talk to you guys later. Thank you again.
It's on my birthday.
And how old will you be, Angie?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
All right, that's it. And on that note, I will catch you guys next week. Just grip it. Bye. Grip it good.
Good night, y'all.